This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mr. Cook went to Washington today. Apple CEO Tim Cook spent some time in the company of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations talking taxes, specifically how much Apple is paying on the $100 billion or so in cash that's held by its overseas subsidiaries. Cook was the unlucky CEO taking a turn in the barrel today, but the topic du jour was really all American companies that keep profits abroad to lower their tax bills. We asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to go out and figure out what difference that money might make. Anyway.
First, let's get a sense of how much corporate money's overseas. Ed Kleinbard is the former chief of staff of Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation and now a USC law professor.
The scale is gigantic. That number is about $2 trillion right now.
Tax that at the top corporate rate, and America has an extra $700 billion. That's as big as the 2008 financial crisis bailout. In reality, hardly any companies actually pay the full 35%. You know, loopholes. But the tax revenues could still be hundreds of billions, which would be some shopping spree.
It's a lot of money.
David K. Johnston is a Syracuse law professor and columnist for Tax Analysts, who's made a career of investigating gaming the tax system.
It would have a tremendous impact on improving the federal budget, reducing the deficit, and of course, it's money we could be investing in our future.
Take your pick. Spend it on education, health, military, or use corporate tax revenue to cut taxes for actual humans. Most Americans would choose to help people over companies, but it's a little more complicated. Cook testified Apple pays everything it legally owes. In today's hearing, Republican Senator Rand Paul said companies are being wrongly vilified. Then he started talking about the man in the mirror.
Is there a Mr. Apple out there? No, it's us. You know, if you have a mutual fund, you probably own some Apple shares. If you're a teacher with a pension fund, you own Apple shares. If you're a fireman with a pension fund, you probably own Apple.
Boost a company's tax bill and the hit to the stock price can hurt your retirement savings. Changing any tax law squeezes somebody. That's why Apple and other companies have such big lobbying bills. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.